like Claude Thread and them kind of things in Albany. See, the other town didn't want. Mm-hmm. And only thing Albany fought so hard was a paper mill. The paper mill tried their best to get in that river around Albany, but and they could get in there. But they out hunting something all the time. Like the candy company, the first one there, Bob had it, and you got big candy kind of there, your Mars, and they out hunting things all the time. They turn the field in the naval base and the marine base and
that's right.
Clock Thread
and that airplane thing.
Your command airplane.
Right.
Parts and all was that out there.
Well, so Albany's about when you were a boy, it was what, 10,000?
Oh, somewhere along that, 8 or 10,000.
And it's about 70 now.
About 70. I think they claim it's going to be 90 on the next census.
Hmm.
But Albany was just all right there together when I was a boy. And all these other farms all out here. I farmed on every bit of land nearby from the all up there where from the oil mill back this way. Up and down that road there at some different times. I helped my neighbor's farm or had some land rented there and farmed them myself one of the two. All up and down there.
Now, the fences around here, do they all have, I mean, were they all the same type then?
It was some few rail fences around, but your old hog wire was pretty much the same all around. You had two or three different kinds of old barbed wire fences. But farmers used to need much fence. They just had one old wood. They thought the cows supposed to be out in the woods. They didn't think about having a field for the cows. And so they just had one wood fence for your cattle, and you just had enough cows to milk and ready to have your milk cow. But as the farmers got growing cattle for the industry to sell, they got to putting up barbed wire fences most morning. You could put up 3-strand barbed wire fence so much easier than you could a woven wire, you know. And so but your old fences were mostly rail and old woven wire. It was a rail fence, whole man right across the town line over there had a whole farm pasture fence in. I guess he had 6 or 7 acre fence that was rail up until not many years ago.
Did they have posts? I mean,
no, they had the rail crisscross. You know, one stack on there and the zigzag, you know.
Yeah.
Now, there's few rail fences where you put up, lay your rail in a straight line and have two posts and tie a piece of wire between every all along, but because your rail is laid on each other, back to the straight. I was straight. I never saw those for a field fence, but I had a barn fence like that for your cows and mules. Put up out of zigzag rails, take them down and put a straight rail fence up for your lot. That's where a lot of folks had the mule barn lot fixed there with rails.
Mm-hmm.
Because it didn't mash down for your mules to come out.
Yes.
And old cows, back when I was a boy, cows learned how to move them rail fence. See, they wasn't tired, he just lay there. Old cow walked down, take his horn, flip that that way, flip that over there, take down about 5 of them out. And you get rid of them kind of cows pretty quick after you learn how to move, take the rail fence down.
Do you remember when there wasn't a stock wall? I mean, that is when cows could just...
I don't remember when it was in the county I lived in,
yeah.
But down here at Jessup, Georgia, Wayne County,
yeah.
I know about that one because that's where my grandfather lived, and I used to go down to his house, and you had to keep the yard fence. Us kids didn't know how to keep a yard fence closed, and my grandfather was old, my grandfather